Well, hey, sometimes successful fertility treatment doesn't mean going all the way to IVF. Sometimes IUIs can be the answer, or lower level treatments. And that's what we're going to be talking about today here on this episode of Hope, Faith, and Infertility, a podcast of Southeastern Fertility in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm Mark Mellinger, your host. And with me today is the Moore family, Alyssa and Jonathan, and Southeastern Fertility baby Waylon. If you are watching the video version of our podcast, you're getting a good look that Waylon, who is playing with his feet right now as a baby his age, should definitely be doing. It's really fun to see where this story leads to. And, you know, I'll sort of give away the ending right off the start. If you're watching the video version, you can see that Alyssa is actually wearing a Southeastern Fertility uniform. She's not crazy. That's because she actually does work here. So her journey actually led her to helping people who are encountering fertility issues full time. So Alyssa, we're really glad to have you on staff. You haven't been on staff all that long, but we're glad you're here. You're a great asset for us. And it's good to see both you and Jonathan and Waylon. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Waylon's trying to say hi, or at least dad's trying to get him to say hi. He's just interested in other things right now. I want to start here. Can you guys sort of explain what your fertility journey was like?
Yeah. So we got married in 2011 out of high school and had tried for about 4 years, weren't able to have any kids. Got our little boy, Jimmy, here that's just come in.
Yep. If you're watching the video version, Jimmy just entered the picture. Jimmy, it's good to see you as well.
Hi, good to see you.
Thank you. And he's a very polite young man. You guys are raising a very polite young man there. So great. So Jimmy comes into the picture take it from there.
So we got him and got him through foster. And then once we got him full time, and then we wanted more, and what Jimmy wanted, a little brother. So we came to Southeastern Fertility. I have polycystic ovarian syndrome, so we took medicine and done, you know, treatment and things for infertility and done IUI. And on our second IUI, we got little Waylon.
And he's a great looking little kid. For people who are concerned about any sort of fertility treatment, were you and Jonathan concerned as well, Alyssa, about what all it might involve, both physically and financially? People are always wondering, what's the cost going to be to me, both physically, and is my wallet going to be able to afford it? What was your experience like in those areas?
Yeah, it's a lot to take in the beginning, because, you know, back when you're like a teenager and you're thinking about having kids, you don't ever think like, oh, I might not be able to have kids one day. When that aspect come up that we weren't able to have kids and we were having problems, you do worry, you know, are you going to have enough money to be able to do it on your own? Or are you going to have to, you know, other ways of having children? Luckily, ours wasn't very costly because we just did IUI. And those are only about $500. I did have my tubes checked, which was about $500, but luckily ours wasn't as much as like IVF or anything. But yeah, it can be scary not knowing what you're going to have to pay and if it's going to even work.
Jonathan, why don't you chime in here a little bit? How on board with the whole fertility treatment thing were you? A lot of times it's tough for the guys to come along. It's usually the woman who's really driving this thing. Were there any fears or concerns that you had that you'd want to share with people and talk to other guys about?
I mean, it really, just in the most part, I mean, I was just, when Alyssa first had mentioned it, we had talked about it together. It's kind of one of them things like just as anything else, you're a little bit nervous. The first time thing, like I said, I was very nervous myself. And then coming in, I mean, I just wanted to do, once me and Alyssa talked, I mean, I just knew for sure that's what we wanted to do. And coming in there and you know, in the office, and I gave a specimen a time or two. I mean, and it was very, at first, and for most other people, probably my age, it would have been very uncomfortable. which it was the first time, just nothing about the office, but it was just me, my, you know, just that experience.
The situation is just uncomfortable. I get it. That's just reality.
But ultimately, I mean, just thinking that, you know, the goal in the situation was to have a young little fella like I got. That's what kind of kept me in the game. And then
two young little fellas with
that. Yeah, both. But yeah, I mean, Alyssa was the big driving force. I mean, it is important to have somebody, I guess, it's kind of, but at the same time, you want to make sure you're both totally just devoted to the process. You don't want to be, you know, it totally kind of pushes the boundaries as far as you're being comfortable and all that. But once I got the whole process going, then, I mean, it was actually kind of cool to learn. And once the doctor started talking about, you know, how everything worked and all this kind of stuff, it was pretty neat to know that technology's come this far. So.
Well, yeah, and it really has come far. And, you know, it's really good what you said, Alyssa. I think you're right. That's the experience of so many people. You don't think when you're in high school, and especially if you marry your high school sweetheart, you don't think about, oh, well, you know, having kids could potentially be a problem. So then you start going down the road of life and you run into that situation. Did it test your faith at all? I mean, you know that Southeastern Fertility is a place where faith is really important to us. Did it test your faith? Can you talk about what your conversations with God were like?
Yeah, you know, especially when, you know, you're upset that you can't have your own, you know, and that you can't just do it without help. You know, that's frustrating. And you just have to kind of leave it in the Lord's hands that it's going to work out and that you're going to, you know, in the end, get what you want. You know, the first IUI not taken, and then you worry like, okay, so is it ever going to happen? You know, and you just have to believe that the Lord's going to help you if you're meant to have one, that's going to work out, you know? And honestly, we feel like the Lord definitely knew when we needed it. You know, Jimmy coming to our life, perfect timing, and then having Waylon, perfect timing. I mean, we were just at a perfect point in our life to add to our family. So we feel like it worked out really well.
I think if you don't take anything else away from this podcast, that's the one thing that would be really good to underscore. And that's the fact that if you can put yourself in God's hands and say, whatever your will is, I know it's best for me, whether it feels like it's best for me or not, that's really important. Anything you'd want to add to that, Jonathan?
I mean, just like you just said, I mean, because of a few times, you know, like after the first, you know, after the first IUI visit, and then, you know, you're waiting for the, you know, kind of waiting a few days, and it's been a little while since we did the whole process went down, but you're waiting for kind of the results and to see what's taking place inside, you know, inside of her body, and to see if everything's taking, and, you know, getting the call, you know, from her, you know, at work or something, or getting a text, you know, and you can tell she's upset. And I'm kind of trying to be like, you know, the same thing, you know, when it's meant to happen, and if it's meant to happen, it will happen. And I said, just, you know, you just have to be relaxed, being stressed out. None of that's going to fix it. Everything is going to work out the way it's supposed to be. And I got your back. So, I mean, like I said, a few times of her calling me like that, I mean, it really did have me upset. And it's one of the things I didn't know how to, because me being a man, I mean, I didn't know how to exactly, she was probably feeling a little bit differently than I was, even though we were both going through the same process. But, you know, just, you just have to be there for one another. And like you said, if God wants you to have a child, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, it's going to happen, you know? So just, it's ultimately just keeping the faith and just, you know, don't, you know, it'll happen in time. And in due time. So,
yeah, he always knows what's best, and he can do us no wrong. Just no doubt about that. And your story is really good living proof of that. What was it like, by the way, for you, Alyssa, when you actually did become pregnant, and then when Waylon was actually born, you got pregnant and you gave birth to things you thought may never happen?
Yeah, once I was pregnant, that's the first step. But then you worry that something is going to happen. You know, never caring when you're just like, oh, is, you know, this going to happen or this going to happen. But once you get past the beginning and you feel like things are going well, my pregnancy went really well. And you know, of course we had a healthy little boy and we're very, very excited about that. But it's scary.
How old is he, by the way? How old is Waylon and how old is Jimmy?
Waylon is 7 months and Jimmy turned 9.
I hear Jimmy in the background. He's telling me he's 9 in the background. I love it. And I can tell he loves having a little brother. So we'll bring Jimmy back in here in a second or two. Jimmy, you get ready. I'm going to talk to you here in just a second. But first, I'm going to talk to your dad one more time because I want Jonathan to explain how Waylon got his name and why he's named Waylon.
Well, I'm kind of, I guess I'm a little bit different. Like even just my work ethic, I've always been a hard worker, and a lot of young guys my age, and I'm seeing it now with the younger generation than me just coming out of high school. Nobody, I don't know, I'm kind of old school, I guess. I like to work hard. I got a good work ethic. And I like a lot of old school music, a lot of music that most people my age don't like. And I just kind of like traditional stuff. And their names are unique, but they're not really up my, down my alley. I like the, as soon as I just got to thinking the name Waylon, and then me and Alyssa had talked about the middle name. And then one day when I was at work, I don't know what I was doing, but something in my head was just like, I was lifting or doing something, nothing to do with the baby. And I was like, she had been mentioning the name Luke. And I was like, you know what? I think the middle name is going to be Luke. So I texted her that while I was working. And I don't know, I like the old school name Waylon. And just like everybody says, just like Waylon Jennings, yes. But, and it's not just because of that. I just like the name Waylon and country. And
But it is partially after Waylon Jennings, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So, and I love that because my own personal bias is I don't like what passes for country music today. I like the old stuff, the Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash. To me, that's real country. And of course, I'm old, so I don't know what that says. But I really appreciate it. And that's a name you don't hear very much anymore. I thought that was a cool part of your story. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, how do you like being a big brother?
Good. I like being a big brother, helping my mom and helping my dad with doing stuff, giving him his bottles and helping him doing a little bit of baby dishes.
And mm-hmm. Carrying baby stuff for mom. Yep,
and taking baby trash.
Well, it's been a long time coming. You were waiting a long time to be a big brother. And I can tell you, as somebody who has two little brothers, I was always the big brother. It's going to get even more fun the older he gets. I bet you're looking forward to playing around with him even more when he can walk and everything, right?
Yes, but I hope my mom don't get a little girl.
I love it. Alyssa, so I mentioned you are a medical assistant here at Southeastern Fertility now, so you're not only a patient, you're part of the team now. How did that come about?
Well, I know Taylor that works at the front desk. Me and her went to school together, and I've been a medical assistant since 2015. Worked in OBGYN a couple times and was working in primary care. Was just kind of wanting something different, and I really liked my experience in Southeastern Fertility. Loved the doctors when I went there.
And which doctor did you work with? Dr. Keenan?
Dr. Keenan, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
Dr. Gordon actually did my second IUI that got us pregnant with Waylon. So I've seen both of them. And I just really liked the dynamic and the atmosphere there when I came in. And it was always really, everybody was really friendly. And I talked to Taylor and they ended up having something that came available that would work for me. And now here I am working for you guys.
Well, you've been a great addition to the team, doing a great job at our front desk. Most people, that's how they'll interact with you, is either if they make a phone call to the office or they're here, you know, coming in for an appointment and checking in. You're going to see Alyssa, and now you know a little bit more about her. And Jonathan, I just want to warn you, she did, and maybe I'm not supposed to share this, but she did tell me one day that being here at Southeastern Fertility and seeing so many people come in with babies and get pregnancy results, it's given her a little bit of baby fever. I don't know what that means. How do you feel about that?
I've kind of been, she's told me a few times, she's mentioned it a few times, and I would definitely, I'm open to adding at least, maybe at least one more kid to the family. And and I think she's really hoping for a, which we want a healthy baby either way, but I know she's kind of wanting a little baby girl to dress up and do all that kind of stuff. So I'm totally ready, and you know, just whatever. I mean, just depending on, you know, how God wants things to work out. I mean, we just might be coming down there again, and maybe doing, you know, just, you just never know. It may happen on our own, and then we may be coming down there to see you guys again. So, but I'm ready for it, and Waylon and Jimmy, I think, will be just as ready when. When that time comes.
I love hearing Jimmy chime in from the peanut gallery in the background. He's not shy about giving his thoughts, is he?
No. Never had.
Well, let me tell you, you guys have a beautiful family, a beautiful story. I know it's had hard moments, but God brings you to a beautiful outcome, and that is what we have seen here. So I want to thank you for taking the time to share it. I think this story will provide other people with hope, especially other people who are like, what, who think IVF is the only option for fertility treatment. Your story is definitely hope that that's not always the step that you have to go to. And I really love what you said about just being willing to put yourself in God's hands, trusting his timing, and knowing that what he has for you is best. So it's just been terrific talking with you. And if you're listening to this and want some more information on Southeastern Fertility, you can find it at our website, southeasternfertility.org. Again, that's southeasternfertility.org. Our co-director, Dr. John Gordon, does free 15-minute telemedicine consultations, and there's no catch there. They really are just free 15-minute telemedicine consultations where he will put eyes on your situation and sort of start you down a potential path to parenthood. Again, southeasternfertility.org. I'm Mark Bellinger, and this has been Hope, Faith, and Infertility.